弟兄姊妹们平安。帮这个世界级的翻译讲道是很辛苦的事啊。
It's hard translating for this world class speaker.
。Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
我想今天不光是新年。
Not only is the New Year.
不光是 49ers Day.
Not only is the 49ers Day.
更重要今天是 Lord's Day.
More importantly, it is the Lord's Day.
我们来到主的面前，永远要高举他。
We come before the Lord, we forever exalt Him.
所以我今天明明是穿着西装来，我顺服 worship leader 上来以前换的棉袄上来。
I came in a suit, but I obeyed the worship leader and I changed into this Chinese garment.
因为他们都穿棉袄，你们要不要一件件我借给威廉
？You got one for me.
那我们感谢神，我们今年有一个真的是很清楚的主题，而且很重要的主题。
Thank the Lord for a very clear direction and a very clear theme for this year.
我们一起来讲好不好
Now, let's say it together.
让主居首位那我们希望能够从根基到成熟从让主居首位到让主在凡事上居首位
From the foundation to maturity to that he should have the first place that he would have the first place in all things
这个礼拜三以前，其实我已经把原来要写的信息都写出来了。
This Wednesday, I already had an outline for what I was going to share with everyone today.
我本来今天是要讲玛利亚说的那句话，我心尊主为大。
And I was going to share on Mary's saying, "My heart exalt the Lord, magnifies the Lord."
我后来在祷告的时候，觉得不能够让这个祭坛、让奉献的这个信息这么随便的过去啊。
Then I was praying, I thought. We shouldn't let this message of the altar pass by so quickly.
后来我一直在祷告里面，觉得应该继续讲，我就把那一篇放到旁边，我就决定继续讲这篇信息。
As I continue to pray, the Lord caused me to set aside what I prepare and continue what we talked about.
可能你们会讲说，哎呀，在中国除夕这个新年怎么讲这么严肃的题目
？You say on the New Year's Eve, how can we're so solemn talk about such a serious topic?
但是这个题目其实是送给我们大家最好的新年礼物啊。
But it's the best present for all of us.
如果我们要过一个真正有意义的一年，而且充满喜乐、充满神祝福的一年，
year that is full of God's blessings,
我们都必须学习让主居首位。我上次说过了，一个失去秩序的人生是一个失控的人生。一个失去秩序的家庭是一个失控的家庭。孩子不孝顺父母，然后妻子不顺服丈夫，丈夫不爱，这个是失掉秩序的。
When the kids no longer honor the parents, the wife no longer obey the husband no longer love his wife.
这个家不肯让主耶稣做主，这是失掉秩序的。
This family no longer lets the Lord to be the Lord. This family is out of control, out of order.
同样的教会如果没有秩序，一样是失控的教会。
And again, if a church is without order, then it is out of control.
这是从消极来讲。
This is speaking of from a passive standpoint.
从积极来讲。
But from a positive standpoint.
当我们真把主摆在首位的时候。
We really put the Lord in the first place.
不光 everything 都是那样子的 harmony 啊，那样子的协和。
Not only is everything harmonious.
而且圣经上告诉我们，当我们把耶和华摆在我们面前的时候。
We set the Lord always before us.
不仅仅我们的心再也不动摇
Not only will our hearts no longer move,
我们活得这么笃定这么有把握这么有安息
we are steadfast, we are full of peace.
而且我们的心欢喜我们的灵快乐
our hearts
我们的肉身安然居住
our hearts rejoice, our flesh dwell in safety.
因为我们把主摆在我们面前的时候
Because whenever we set the Lord before us,
在他的面前我们有满足的喜乐在他右手中我们才有永远的福乐
Before him is blessed.Blessing evermore, and on his right hand is joy everlasting.
所以，当我们真把主摆对位置
，and we really put the Lord at the right place,
因此呢，我们的生活、我们的生命一定改变的。
Our lives will be changed.
就像我去年讲，没有一个跟随耶稣的人，他不被改变。
Just like I shared with everyone last year, not a person who follows Jesus will not be changed.
同样的，我们要说，当我们真让基督居首位的时候
，so when we say when we truly let Christ be the first.
你我的生活，我们的生命一定改变。
Your life and my life will really be transformed.
哦，我们生活里面的品质，我们的价值，我们蒙福的程度，一定都改变的。
The quality of our lives, the worth of our lives, the capacity of us being blessed will all be changed.
而且我们里面的生命一定越来越像耶稣。
And the life within us will be more and more like Jesus.
啊，我上个礼拜天下午我们在 discipleship 门徒训练的时候。
Last week, our Sunday afternoon, when we had our discipleship.
我曾经引用了。去年年底，我到 San Diego 参加的那个Mission Conference 啊，那个宣教大会。
And at the I used a particular type of message that I shared at San Diego at the end of the year.
那中间有一位讲员叫Dr. Greg Ogden。
There was a particular speaker in that conference.
他做这个门徒训练做了几十年，是美国这方面的权威跟专家。
He's done discipleship for many decades, and he's actually an authority in this particular topic.
他说，如果叫我用一个词来形容今天众教会的 discipleship 门徒训练的话，你们想我会用哪一个词？
He said, if I were to use one word to describe this discipleship that is happening in the house of God right now, what word would I use to describe it?
他底下讲的叫做 superficial， 就是肤浅，非常的肤浅。
And he used the word superficial，
非常表面。
It's very shallow.
他说我为什么这么讲？
So why would I use this word?
他说：“你就看看今天有多少的基督徒在神家里面，他的生命真正被改变。
And how many Christians in the house of God are truly being changed and transformed？”
啊，弟兄姊妹，当他听这些话，心里很难过哈。
And when we hear these words, yes, we are satisfied.
啊，我们多多少少也觉得自己改变了。
It's more or less I've changed a little bit.
但是我们会不会觉得我们真的改变很慢
？Have we discovered that we change so slowly？
啊，我们改变的很不够。
And we're not changed enough.
我们的改变不够深入，不够彻底，不够持久。
Not deep enough, it's not complete enough, it's not endure.
啊，所以现在这样子打他已经不生气了，不错了哈。
And if I hit him, he's not angry, that's pretty good already.
我再打重一点，打久一点，他可能受不了了。
If I hit him a little heavier, I hit him a little longer, maybe he can't withstand it anymore.
我是在讲台才敢打他，底下我就找麻烦哈。
I only do this on the stage in front of everyone. An example.
有时候你就发现我们这个人被改变到一定的程度，也就不改了。
You know that we change to a particular point and then we stop.
或是我们在新年、在特会、在退休会之后，哎呀，我们改变不少，过一下又不改了。
And in the New Year's, right after the conferences, and we're all changing rapidly, and all of a sudden we stop.
所以他用那句话的时候，其实在我里面造成一个很深的一个被打了一下。
And when he used such a word, I was actually struck inside.
因为他说他。太少看见基督徒真正生命被改变。
And he said, I seldomly see the lives Christians are truly transformed.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们就求神帮助我们这些道不要随便过去。
So brothers, we ask the Lord to not let us casually let these messages pass by.
所以你们有时候可能会嫌我跟于师母或者我们教会的长子团队太啰嗦了。
And maybe you think that we nag too much, the leadership at the church nags too much.
我们每一次有一个信息出来的时候，我们都要求弟兄姊妹要有施行的路。
And every time we have a particular message, we require everyone, you must have a path to actualize it.
啊，我们都希望小组能够去讨论、去交通，针对自己小组里面需要突破的、需要改变的地方，我们切实执行。
We ask every small group to get into discussions and fellowship, but for your particular small group, what is the way for you?
而且我们会希望每一个弟兄姊妹都写出今年自己在主面前希望突破的地方。
And everybody would write down personally what are the things that Lord give me a breakthrough in this year.
不然的话，一篇道又是过去了。
Or else the message comes and it goes away again.
很快，52篇道就过去了。
Very quickly, 52 messages will pass us by.
然后我们又是明年 Happy New Year.
And the next year we say, oh, Happy New Year's again.
弟兄姊妹，以色列人每一次碰到很重要的意义跟开始的时候，他们定为正月初一日。
And every time the people of Israel come to a point where something serious is happening for the nation, they establish it's the first day of the year.
发生过哪些事？大家回家自己查啊。
What are some of the things that happen? Let everybody go examine the scriptures yourself.
那我们比美国人好，美国人只有一年只有一次新年，我们现在开始过第二次新年。
And for the Western culture, they only have a New Year once, and for us, we're actually celebrating it twice.
而且我们说老实话，我们基督徒只有咱们基督徒可以天天过年。
And for us who are Christians, every day is a brand new year.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God, 重新开始。
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
那我们在主面前好好的来操练。
And we ask the Lord that we will all put to practice well.
上次我讲的仓促结束了，其实我们说到任何一个刚刚得救的基督徒。
And I ended very quickly last week, but any clear person who comes to Christ.
有两个关口一定要过。
There are two things that they must pass.
一定要过。
They have to absolutely pass.
年轻人都要听啊。
Young people, please pay attention. attention to this.
这两个关如果你没有过的话
，these two critical junctions, if you do not come to, do not pass it,
或是这两个关你没有很认真、很彻底的过的话
，if you're not very serious and very diligent about passing it,
基督徒的路就走得跌跌爬爬。
And your Christian walk, you will stumble along the way.
而且你常常回想你基督徒的生活的话，你会觉得自己是不冷不热，会被主吐。
And every time you start pondering about the way you walk, you're going to see yourself as a lukewarm Christian that I'm going to be swallowed, be spit out by the Lord.
哪两个关要过呢
Where are these two key, critical junctions?
第一个就是我们奉献关一定要过
One has to do with the issue of consecration.
你必须知道从此以后我们是属主的人
You need to know from this point on, I belong to God.
我们是为主而活着的人
I live for God.
我整个他是我的生命的中心
He is the center of my life.
他造我的目的和他永远的旨意成了我人生的方向。
His purpose and his direction for my has become the direction of my life.
虽然我对他的认识不够，虽然我可能奉献还不够彻底。
Though I don't know him well enough, my consecration is not complete enough.
但是我必须知道这是我要去面对。
But I must know that this is what I have to face.
第二个一定要过的关。
The second junction that I must pass.
就是我们的价值观一定要被主改变。
Is that our sense of value has to be established by God.
所以罗马书十二章第一节不仅仅告诉我们将身体献上当作活祭。
Romans chapter 12 says not only to offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice.
它底下就讲到不要效法这个世代。
And then it says do not be conformed to this world.
只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
Let your mind be renewed that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以我们整个的价值观需要被 renew。
So our entire sense of worth or value needs to be renewed by God.
你不能够再 follow the pattern of the world， 不能照着世界的风。
You can no longer live and follow the pattern of the world anymore.
从前我们觉得钱赚多就是成功。
And in time past, we think that the more wealth that I accumulate, I have success.
我们从前认为这个拿诺贝尔奖上 Berkeley 才是成功。
And if I obtain the Nobel Prize, if I attain Berkeley, then that's success.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在知道那些都不是真正的标准。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that those are not the standards of success.
我们的标准只有一个。
Our standards but one.
神是拿他的儿子耶稣基督来衡量万有。
God sets His Son Jesus Christ to evaluate all creation.
神已经设立了一个人。
God has established one person.
借着他按公义审判万民
and by him and through him all nations will be judged
所以将来所有的人都摆在这个天平上
so every person is set upon this balance
所以主耶稣说人若赚得全世界
so Jesus says if you gain the whole world
如果赔上自己的性命还有什么益处
and you lose your own soul what profit is
凡为我丧掉生命的必要得着生命
he who loses his life for my sake will gain his life
所以弟兄姊妹基督是一切衡量的标准
Christ is the standard by which all things are measured
Austin Sparks 最有名的一句话叫做 Major by Christ 借着基督来衡量一切
Austin Sparks has a very famous saying measure everything by Christ
所以到底我这件事情有没有永恒的价值
whether this thing that I am focusing on does it have an eternal value
到底我这件事情能不能讨神的喜悦
can it please God
到底基督站在其中
Is Christ in the midst of it?
那个关键就在于基督站在其中
The criticality has to do whether Christ is in the middle of it.
我们今天讲到祭坛，讲到奉献生活的恢复。
When we talk about the altar, we talk about this issue of consecration.
所以重建祭坛和奉献生活的恢复是一切复兴的根基。
And to establish the altar and to establish this lifestyle of consecration is the foundation of all things.
想经历属灵复兴的弟兄姊妹，请举手。
Everyone who wants to experience spiritual revival.
真的，如果你手都举不起来的话，我真的是要为你难过了。至少要有一个 desire。
I will weep for you. You need to have a desire that I need a revival.
但是你不管去读圣经，不管去读教会历史。
And no matter whether you read the scripture or the history of the church,
或是你去读属灵伟人传记
or you read the biographies of spiritual giants,
几乎没有一个复兴不是建立在底下的三件事情。
那every single revival is established on these three things.
第一件事情就是我们彻底的悔改，真心归向神。
And the first one is a complete and total repentance and turning back to God.
我们的罪，我们得罪神的地方，我们不合神心意的地方，我们都要归向神。
Our sins, the things that we offend God, the things that's not according to His will, we all need to turn to God.
没有一个复兴不是建立在悔改的。 根基上的,
not a single revival is not founded on the basis of repentance.
So we need
to be very serious when we face our
daily life.
And according to the light that I have for today,
按着今天到今天我这个生命的度量里面圣灵对我的要求和责备,
to the very capacity of my life and the Holy Spirit's requirement on me and His rebuke,
我没有一个逃避的, 我没有一个不降服的,
I do not flee from anyone, not one will I not obey.
第二件事情,
and secondly,
所有的复兴,
every revival,
一定建立在深入和成熟的祷告上,
is established on a deeper life of prayer. And when we truly meet God in prayer,
复兴就开始,
revival will come. Man is revived because they met the living God. So revival doesn't come by loud voices and outcry. And revival is not by methods. Revival is not just by activities. Some brothers said that we should oftentimes have some slogans. That brothers and sisters are stirred up that they may have a way to walk. And I say the church doesn't come alive by slogans alone.
弟兄姊妹，我们要去祷告。
We need to pray.
真实的祷告里面遇见神,
that in true prayer, when we meet God, we are brought to life. The way is known. The scheme of the enemy is will fall short.
那种,
but we need to escape and run away from those shallow prayers. So I talk about this deep and mature prayer.
这两个其实是所有复兴的根基。
These two things are the foundational things of revival.
你们会说,你怎么老了? 你刚刚不是说三个吗?
And you said, are you getting old? Didn't you say there were three earlier?
你们有没有注意到,我刚刚说三个, 现在讲两个?
Did you pay attention? Very good. Those of you nod your head, you're still young.
不然我不应该讲你们年轻, 有比较认真。
You're more, maybe you're perhaps.
因为很多年长的也很清楚。
Well, brothers and sisters who are more advanced in age, they also nodded their heads.
第三个因素是帮助这个复兴能够持久。
And this third point will allow this revival to continue.
就是强而有力的话语指示出来。
And is to have a strong and a firm word from God.
这件事情太重要了。
And these things are so important.
所以我们等一下后面会讲到坛上的火不可以熄灭，要加柴。
And we're talking about the fire on the altar cannot be quenched. The wood needs to be supplied.
神应时的话，适当的话，需要的话，一直吃下来，让这个火一直烧，越烧越旺。
God's word, God's seasonal words will continually be given, that this word, the fire will continue to burn.
弟兄姊妹，我们上次已经讲过了，当以利亚 要在这里把复兴带到亚哈的世代的时候,
and we talk about Elijah wanted to bring revival to the time of Ahaz.
那是太辛苦的事情,
and it's a very hard time.
但是他第一件事情就是重修久已毁坏的祭坛,
and the very first thing he had to do was rebuild the altar.
而且当他在这里重建祭坛的时候,
when he repaired the altar,
他做了一件非常伟大的事情,
he did something that was very amazing,
而且是很美的事情,
and something very beautiful.
知不知道是什么?
You know what it is?
大声一点，拿十二块石头，对不起，我耳朵不好，这是他太美丽的地方，拿了十二块石头。
This is something beautiful. He went and took 12 stones.
这里上说代表以色列十二个支派各家。
It's a representative of the 12 tribes of Israel, every house.
虽然在他的心中，整个以色列家只剩下他一个人。
And in his heart, he knew that perhaps in this entire nation, he's the only one left.
当他盼望神大能的作为，复兴的作为出来的时候,
when he desires the work of God that will work mightily in this land,
他整个的心不是为了他自己，而是为了以色列全家。
His heart was not simply on himself, but it was on the entire household of Israel.
当他在这里恢复祭坛的时候，他是代表以色列十二个家。 堕落冷淡退后得罪神的十二个家一起奉献。
And when he repaired this altar, when he was on this place of an offering, he offered on behalf of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们心不要小啊。
So brothers, our hearts should not be very small.
我本来想要讲不要小心，就怕他翻译错了。不要小心，不要灰心。
Do not have a small heart, do not be despair.
这就是对了哈，不要小心。 然后不要灰心。
Do not have a small heart. Do not despair.
心要大，为着整个以色列家求复兴、求祝福。
Have a big capacity to pray for the blessings of the house of God.
我们最近很多父母亲开始为下一代祷告。
Many parents have started to pray for the next generation.
我们也希望我们的心是大的，不是光为着你家的孩子。
And we pray that our hearts have a bigger capacity. You're not only praying for your own child.
我们要大到为着教会所有家的孩子。
And we pray for every child of God's house.
我们要大到为着这个世代。下一代所面临的危机和考验来祷告。
We pray for the next generation and the challenges that they face.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们不起来祷告，下一代面临的挑战跟危机比我们这一代大多了。
But if we do not rise up to pray, we neglect the fact that the challenges that this generation face is surpasses what we face.
心要大。
We need to have a bigger capacity with our hearts.
不要灰心。
And do not despair.
眼见的是八百五十个假先知。
What we see before us are the 850 false prophets.
眼见的是百姓心持恶意，硬着心不肯归向神。
We see that the nation of God, the people of God, are two-hearted. They will not return to God.
眼睛所看见的是国家的领袖带头背叛神。
What we see with your eyes is that the leader of this nation has led this nation to rebel against God.
但是以利亚跪在地上，放了十二块石头。我们后来看见那个伟大的得胜。
But Elijah got on his knees and he began to rebuild this altar. And then we see this victorious end.
天火降下，复兴临到。
And the fire came from heaven, revival started.
弟兄姊妹，我们要从重建祭坛，从奉献生活的恢复开始。
When we talk about revival, we need to begin at the altar, begin at the life of consecration.
我们讲到以色列百姓回来，他们做的第一件事情就是立刻从各地来到耶路撒冷。
And when the people of Israel came back, when the exiles came back, they came back to Jerusalem from all the lands.
他们立刻来到耶路撒冷，重修耶和华的祭坛。
They immediately came to Jerusalem to rebuild.The altar of God.
不光重建祭坛，他们恢复了奉献的生活。
Not only did they rebuild the altar, they restarted this life of offering of consecration.
啊，今天的讲义上我多放了一段经文，连犹大国最坏最坏的君王马拉西。
I added a scripture in our outline. Manasseh, who is the worst king in the history.
他是以色列历史上不管北国或是南国里面。最坏，而且做王最久的一个。
He is the worst king, including both the north and the southern nation, and he's been the king the longest.
哦，神的刑罚的手就几乎要临到他身上了。
And the judgment of God is about to fall on him.
啊，这个人突然悔改。
And immediately he repented.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看看我这边所写的经文哈，这个摘录列王历代志下33:14-16.
And Second Chronicles chapter 14.
他说：“此后，马拉西除掉外邦人的神像和耶和华殿中的偶像，又将他在耶和华殿的山上和耶路撒冷所筑的各坛都拆毁，抛在城外，重修耶和华的祭坛，在坛上献平安祭、感谢祭，吩咐犹太人侍奉耶和华以色列的神。”由此呢，你发现一个人这么坏，一生都坏。
Scripture that we just read, Second Chronicles, chapter 33, verse 14-16. This man's been terrible his entire life.
哦，他的坏我已经没办法去形容了。他把那个偶像带进圣所，带进至圣所，亵渎神，做了太多坏事。
His wickedness cannot be expressed. He brought altars into the holies of holies that those gods would be worshipped. He profaned the name of the Lord.
当他悔改的时候
，But when he repented,
他立刻重修耶和华的祭坛。
He immediately rebuilt the altar of God.
他立刻恢复他对神奉献的生活。
And he immediately restored this life of offering towards God.
所以神的手收回去，没有直接临到他。
So the Lord withheld his hand of judgment, and judgment did not fall.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们每一个人都在主的面前，一定要恢复我们奉献的生活。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that every single one of us will restore this life of altar, life of a consecration.
而在旧约里面所有的奉献
，and all the offerings in the Old Testament.
我在你列的期间，神所要的奉献到底是什么
？I've listed a few of the things, the criteria God wanted in these offerings.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你奉献给神，神就要。
But、do not think that.Whatever you offer to God, God will accept.
千万不要以为奉献是给神面子，神一定会收我。
And do not think that your offering is saving His face, and He will definitely receive it.
你仔细读圣经的话，有多少次圣经说到他不要
？Read the scriptures carefully. So many times God says, "I do not want your offering."
等一下，我们下一堂以赛亚书讲到第一章，以赛亚书第一章的时候，你好好去读读看。
In the next Sunday school session, when we talk about chapter 1 of Isaiah.
里面起码十次提到
There are 10 times at least.
神不要，神厌恶以色列百姓对他的奉献。
God says, I do not want your offerings. I despise your offerings.
你们对我的奉献有什么益处呢？
What profit is your offering to me?
你们献给我的东西我已经够了。
And what you've given to me, I have more than enough.
他说我都不喜欢。
So I do not delight in them.
神说你们不要再献这些虚假的、虚浮的祭物了。
And God says, stop giving me these falsehoods.
甚至他两次说到你们献给我的东西是我所憎恶的，我根本不，我恨恶。
And twice God says, these things that you offer me, I detest and I hate them.
他说我不能容忍。
I cannot endure any longer.
我心里恨恶，我都以为麻烦。
I hate and I think that they're trouble to me.
然后我们在马拉基书，这个马拉基书也看见，他说圣愿你们中间有一个人起来把殿门给关起来。
And in the book of Malachi, God says, I wish some of you would rise up and shut the door of the temple.
免得你们突然在我坛上献火。
Unless you would give me profane offerings on the altar.
万军之耶和华说，我不喜悦你们的供物。
The Lord of hosts says, I do not delight in your offerings.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得，不要以为你奉献神就一定买你面子就喜欢你。
Brothers, be careful.Do not think that whatever you offer God, God will delight in it.
万有都是他的。
All things are made by Him.
说有就有。
All things are His. It comes to exist by His word.
你想神缺钱吗？
Do you think God really lack money?
你觉得神缺你吗？
Do you think God really lack you?
你的恩赐真的重要到一个地步，神少不了你吗？
Are your gifts are so important that God can't do without you?
难道神不能把你废掉，再兴起十个比你更好的人吗？
Don't you think God could do away with you and raise 10 others that are better than you?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们前面弟兄告诉我们真好哈。
There are those who ran before us that gave us wonderful examples.
不要以为我们在这里求人来奉献。
Don't think that we're begging people to come and offer to God.
不要以为我们在这里逼人来奉献。
Don't think that we're forcing people to offer to God.
我们不过在这里告诉人，这里有一条路是人可以蒙恩的路。
We're just here telling everyone there is a path of blessedness.
我们在这里不过是告诉人有一条可以蒙神悦纳的路。
And we're here telling everyone there's a place, there's a way that is accepted by God.
来不来？那是你自己的事。
Whether you come, whether you do it or not, it's up to you.
也不要以为你奉献的神就一定喜欢。
And again, do not think because simply you offer, God will delight in it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们对奉献要有正确的认识。
But so we need to have a right understanding and attitude towards offering.
那么多人讲马拉基书第三章说要奉献十分之一，看看天窗打不打开了。
A lot of people talk about Malachi chapter 3 that hey, come and test the Lord, offer unto the Lord, He will open up to you the windows of heaven.
但是我很少听见一个传道人说。马拉基书第一章第十节，把门关起来。
And I seldom hear pastors would preach on Malachi chapter 1. Come and shut the door of the temple.
不要叫人家随便来奉献。
Don't casually come and offer anymore.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们年长弟兄讲，我们真认识奉献的。
Our elderly brother said to us, if you truly understand what offering is,
真认识什么叫侍奉神的话。
What is it to serve God?
我们会跪着爬着到主面前说，主，谢谢你，请你给我机会来服侍。
We will get on our knees, we'll crawl before God and say, God, thank you for the opportunity to serve you.
而且我们的弟兄奉献的时候，他说，主啊，钱是脏的，人也是脏的。
And our brothers, when they offer, they say, God, the money is filthy, the man is filthy. Please accept these things, Lord.
我们要纠正我们奉献的态度。
Brothers, so we need to turn and change our attitude and offer.
在旧约里面，第一件事情，神所要的奉献是专一向着他的奉献。
In the Old Testament, God wants the offerings that are holy, consecrated to Him.
你读整本旧约圣经。
Read the entire Old Testament.
以色列人最得罪神的地方。
What offended God the most?
甚至是他们北国、南国、王国的原因，就是他们拜偶像。
And the reason for the fall of the northern and southern kingdoms is because they worship idols.
他们不仅仅不再专心的侍奉神。
They not only did not serve God wholeheartedly.
他们转去拜别的神。
They turn and worship other gods.
什么神都进到神家里面了。
All other gods came into God's house.
甚至到一个地步，他们可以到圣所把耶和华的祭坛给挪开来，把别的祭坛抬进来。
And to the place where they can come into the holies of holies and the holy place and remove the altar of God and brought the false altars into God's house.
神要的是专一的侍奉。
God wants a worship that is singular towards Him.
那从我们的身上来看。
And from our lives.
当我们用别神代替耶和华的时候。
When we represent God with other gods.
诗篇十六篇第四节讲什么？
Psalm chapter 16, what does it say?
他的愁苦必加增。
His sorrow shall increase.
你如果要知道你到底有没有用别的神，有没有别的偶像替代的神。
If you want to examine and test yourself whether you have replaced God with other idols.
一个很好的温度计就是到底你最近的愁苦有没有加增。
One good thermometer is, did my sorrows increase?
每一次一发烧，我们就知道自己生病，要让它治疗，让我们健康。
And every time we have a fever, we know we're sick. We need to be healed. We need to be made well.
什么时候愁苦加增，我们就应该知道有别的东西进来了。
Whenever sorrows increase, you need to know something else is taking God's place.
我们需要治疗，我们需要恢复，我们需要重新健康。
We need healing. We need restoration. We need to be brought healthy again.
啊，因为有很多新来的，还有孩子们，我讲一个我曾经讲过的故事哈。
And there's a lot of new people here, a lot of newcomers. I'm going to share this story that I've shared before again.
有位弟兄我们都认识，他非常爱主。
There's a brother that loves the Lord dearly.
他在美国也是很有名的医生。
And he's a very famous doctor.
他年轻的时候
，And when he was younger,
他在纽约上班。
And he was working in New York.
但是他家住在 New Jersey.
But he lives in New Jersey.
所以每次要穿过 Hudson River.
And every time he has to go past Hudson River.
不管从上面的桥或是底下的 tunnel 走的时候，都很花功夫，早出晚归，非常辛苦。
Whether it be the bridge above or the tunnel underneath, it's very heavy traffic. It's very tough.
所以他心里面有个盼望。
So he had a desire.
主啊，有一天让我在医院旁边有一个小公寓哈，小房子就好了。
God, I pray that I would have a small apartment right next to the hospital where we can live.
就祝福他，让他后来买到一个小。
And so the Lord really blessed him that he had a small place right next to the hospital.
就像 studio 一样 ，everything 都在一个房间里面。
And it was a studio.And everything was in that one room.
小厨房、小客厅、小浴室 ，everything 全部都在一间。麻雀虽小，五脏俱全。
The small kitchen, the small bathroom. It's very, very small, but it's very complete.
哦，他天天感谢神。
So every day he thanked God.
他不需要再去跟交通拥挤这个头痛了啊
，fight traffic. I don't have to drive and fight in traffic. I don't have to have such headaches anymore.
一出医院晃两下就到家了。
I get out of the hospital, a couple of steps, I'm home.
早上该上班的是起床一滚过去就到了。
Time to go to work. I roll off my bed. I'm at the hospital.
神在路上多少的时间
？I save so much time on the road.
他这个快乐。的日子一直在进行。
And this, these happy days continue to go on.
哪里知道好景不长。
Not to realize it didn't last very long.
有一天，他的同事请他们一起去他家吃饭。
And one day, one of his colleagues invited him to go to his house to have a meal.
他一到他同事的家里面，另外一个医生的家里面。
He went to his colleague's house, another doctor's house.
啊，豪宅。
Wow, it's a mansion.
High ceiling.
High ceiling,
大客厅
big living room.
他说连他的厕所都比他整个 studio 还大。
He said his bathroom is bigger than his entire studio.
然后他们带他到他的卧房去参观。
And then they brought him into his bedroom.
天上是透明的天窗，可以看星星、看月亮的。
Skylights throughout the entire ceiling. You could see the heavens at night.
然后他睡的床不晓得是席梦思还是什么，反正是一个扇形的啊。
And his bed is even a very, very fancy shape. It's kind of like a leaf, like a fan.
然后那个床尾呢，摆了一整排的很贵的 stereo 那个 speaker.
And right next to the headboard is a very, very
音响立体音响
stereo system.
然后他就跟他们神气了。
And then he boasts to all his friends.
他就打开他的立体音响。
And he turned on his stereo system.
非常美妙的音乐啊。
And the live sound flooded the room.
然后不得了，还有 background music， 还有背景音乐。
Not only that sound, there was background music.
一辆火车从第一个音箱开始，咚咚咚咚，换音箱过去啊。
The surround sound
had a
sound of a train going by, and you could picture the train going across the room. The room was so big.
他跟我们做见证说，他那天晚上回家的时候。
So he testified with us that night when he went back home.
哦，平常是再兴再奔，很快乐的回他的小窝。
And ordinarily, he was so happy, jumping and leaping as he goes back to his small studio.
那天看着他小窝，他不想进去，他觉得自己好窝囊。
That day, he looked at his studio. He says, "I don't want to go in there. I'm so pitied." He started pitying himself.
突然这句话出来。
And then these words came.
以别的代替耶和华的，他的愁苦。
He who replaces God with other gods, his sorrow shall increase.
我们弟兄是很爱主的，他马上对主说：“主啊，有你够了。”
This is my brother loves the Lord, so immediately he says, "God, you are more than enough for me."
弟兄姊妹，他从年轻从开始发展，他一路上让主居首位。
From his youth, he allowed the Lord to be at the first place in his life.
神非常祝福他，他不仅成为名医，他的物质生活非常的富裕。
The Lord blessed him tremendously. Materially, he's very blessed.
而且更让我钦佩的就是他从来没有 vacation 为自己弄，他全部到全美国各地去传福音。他只要放假就出去传福音。
Never use vacation for himself. Every time he takes a vacation, he would go somewhere to share the gospel.
弟兄姊妹, 这是叫做专一上的神。
Right, so this is what is called wholeheartedly
followed.
The world oftentimes will come in and rob us of that singularity of heart towards God.
可能是一个嗜好, 可能是一个娱乐, 可能是49er, 可能是 anything else.
Maybe it's a hobby, maybe something that we delight in, maybe it's the 49ers.
你们不要难过, I'm a 49er fan.
Don't be sad, I am a 49ers fan too.
That's when I was young.
But when I was younger.
这个Joe Montana, 你们看过他吗?
Have you guys
seen
Joe Montana? Have you seen him?
他是我的 fan.
I was his fan.
从前,
a long time ago.
那就是没, 别的东西不能够取代主,
but nothing can replace God.
只要有力量,
as long as we have strength, we got to face it.
而底下讲到他是合神心意的,
and then it says that he, the offering must be according to his heart.
整个以色列北国有20个王,
and the northern,
有19个王,
in the northern kingdom, there were 19 kings.
他们全部得罪神, 他们拜金牛犊,
every single one of them offended God. They worshipped the golden calf.
每一个王在他这一生结束的时候, 圣灵给他一个评语,
and the scripture at the conclusion of the end of this reign, the scripture had a conclusion for his life.
这19个王里面至少有17个神都用了同一句话说, 只是他不离开 尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的那罪。
17 of the 19, the scripture concluded that this king did not depart from the sin of Jeroboam, that particular sin that Jeroboam was.
其他两个没提并不代表他没犯，因为金牛犊一直在。
And the other two weren't mentioned doesn't mean that they did not offend it because the golden calf continually existed.
在南国这20个王里面只有8个王是好王，其他都是坏王。
In the southern kingdom, only 8 of the kings were good. All the other ones were wicked.
然后这八个好王，神讲完他神耶和华眼中看为正的事以后。
And these 8 kings, the scripture says that these kings did what was right, what was good in God's eyes.
常常有一句话跟在后面，只是秋坛还没有废去。
But sadly, the words will follow and say, the high places were not removed.
好像在至高者神的心中有个遗憾。
But in the Most High God, in His heart, there's a regret.
这些人虽然是一个开始行正事的王,
but yes, these kings are doing what is right.
但是他们对我的敬拜,
but concerning worship towards me,
仍然没有照着我所定的方式,
they did not worship me according to my way.
在秋坛可以向假神拜, 也可以向耶和华拜。
On the high altars, they can worship false idols, and they worship me as well.
连北国拜金牛犊的时候, 都说这是领你们出埃及的耶和华。
In the northern kingdom, when they worship this golden calf, they say, behold, this is the God that led you out of Egypt.
他们的讲法, 仍然说我是在拜神,
and their way of speaking is that I am still worshiping this God.
他们照着自己的方法来敬拜神,
but they worship God according to what they thought was right.
他们为了自己的好处来敬拜神,
according to what would benefit them most, they worship God.
因为耶罗波安怕百姓跑到南边归顺犹大, 所以他自己在这里立了金牛犊。
Because Jeroboam was afraid that the people would return back to Judah, so he says, let's establish a place of worship and a golden calf here.
很多人这侍奉是挑自己的兴趣, 今天你去看众教会，有很多的侍奉是五花八门的。
And a lot of people serve according to their own delight. So many churches you go to, you discover that there are all sorts of styles of service.
每一个人照着自己认为对的去做。
And everyone did according to what they think is right.
这是四世纪的最后一句话，以色列人任意而行。
And this is the conclusion in the book of Judges, that the people of Israel did what was right in their own eyes.
因为他们没有王, 他们任意而行, 中文翻任意而行, 英文是说, 照着自己认为对的去做。
And because they had no kings, they did what was right according to their own eyes, their own heart.
所以我听说在中国有些人, 有些教会定的规矩, 你要来领圣餐, 旁边放了一个盒子, 先交钱再领圣餐。
And you've heard stories that in mainland China, some places they would have a offering box, and so you must offer before you can partake the bread and the cup.
怎么可以把主的圣餐跟要奉献合在一起呢？我们是该奉献，是要鼓励奉献，不可以把这两件事摆在一起。
How can you put these things together? Yes, we ought to offer to the Lord, but these two things at the moment has nothing to do with each other.
有的人说教会大家太忙了，没有空祷告，那做工都该得工价，所以我们出钱，黑白哦，找人来教会为教会祷告。
And a lot of people say that we're too busy now, nobody has the time to pray, so now let's pay somebody that they would come to church and pray for the church.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是我亲耳听到的。
But these things I've heard for myself personally.
所以我们在主的面前要很小心。
We need to be so careful.
不要照着自己认为对的，这就是对。要回到圣经去。
We don't do what is right according to our own eyes. We got to come back to the scriptures.
照着神的心意来侍奉。
According to His heart to serve.
第三件事情是甘心的，而且把最好的献上。
Thirdly, willingly, and our very best to the Lord.
就是我刚才已经讲过了，神常常厌烦，甚至叫人把门关起来。
And I talked about this already. A lot of time we annoy God. God says, "Close the door."
为什么神不喜欢？
Why did not God delight in it?
第一个，大家不是真心要敬拜神。
Because we did not really want to worship Him with our heart.
他们是交差了事。
And they just want to take care of some business.
他们只是怕得罪神。
They are afraid that they would offend God.
完全失去了奉献真正的意义，是我爱他，我敬畏他，我敬拜他。
They lost the meaning and the true meaning of worship and service. That I love Him, I worship Him.
因为神所要的敬拜是用心灵和诚实敬拜他的。
Because the worship that God desires, the worship that comes out of spirit and in truth.
啊，第二个。
And secondly,
有的人也是真的是要来敬拜神。
A lot of people really do want to worship.
也是真的只是要奉献给神。
And they really do want to offer to God.
但是他们不够尊重神。
But they do not respect God.
所以马拉基书说，他们把群羊中、把牲畜中那些生病的、不洁净的、这个残缺的、不好的拿来奉献给神。
The book of Malachi says that there would be those who would bring those who are sick or blemished, that the ones that they don't want, they would come and bring it to God.
所以神说，你这些东西，地上的君王、首领会悦纳吗？
And God asked them, would the king of your time accept these offerings?
如果你这样子东西，连君王、首领都不好意思献的话，
even the kings of this land, you would not give to the give them these things.
怎么会想到拿这个东西来给至高者、万王之王呢？
How would you think that you could bring these things to the Lord Most High?
好，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到态度的问题。
And this speaks of an attitude.
神配得我们的最好。
God is worthy of our very best.
连我们的最好在他的眼中都不够看的。
Even our very best cannot even be looked at by God.
但是当我们愿意把最好给他的时候，他就悦纳。
When you're willing to give God your very best, He will accept those offerings.
所以我上次跟你们讲的那个例子，有人在奉献箱旁边掏出皮夹，掏最小的钞票，然后最烂的钞票挑了三张丢进去了。
And so I told you the story. One man came next to the offering box. He pulled out his thick wallet. He picked three of the oldest and the smallest value bills and put it in the offering box.
跟我们讲故事的那个传道人说，他很后悔那天没有去 stop 他。
And the pastor who told the story, he said, I regretted that day that I did not go and stop him.
因为这边神缺这三块钱。
Does God lack $3?
神需要你用这样子的态度来羞辱他的家吗？
Does God need this type of attitude to bring shame to His house?
不是三块钱多跟少的问题。
It has nothing to do with the value, whether it's more or less the $3 bill.
寡妇的两个小钱，神宝贝成那样子。
The two mite of the widow, God treasures.
你把她所有的最好的都放出来。
Because she has given her very best to God.
这不在乎外面的多跟少，而是在乎我们的心真不真。
It has nothing to do with the quantity, but the quality of our hearts.
我是不是愿意真的把最好的给神？
Am I willing to give my very best to God?
所以听说有一次，这个英国女王微服出巡的时候。
So it was said that one time the Queen of England went out to just walk about.
那天她想自己一个人，所以她把所有水桶都打发开，她一个人散步。
And she wanted to be by herself, so she told all the guards to not follow her.
就突然碰到大雨啊！
And all of a sudden, a great rain came.
所以她躲到一个人家里面，后来雨不停，她只好敲门。
And she was hiding under the awning of a house, and the rain wouldn't stop, so she knocked on the door.
她就跟她借了一把伞。
And she said, "May I borrow an umbrella?"
这个女主人出来，看到外面一个陌生人，也不认识。
The master of the house didn't recognize her, and
更不要说知道她是女王。
And not say that she knew that she was the king.
她进去找了家里面一个破烂不用的旧伞借给她。
So she went and found a broken, a ruggedy umbrella and gave it to her.
女王说：“谢谢你，我明天我一定会还给你。”
And the queen says, "I thank you very much. I will return this to you."
然后过了两三天。
And after a couple of days,
这个马车大臣把这个旧伞送回来。
And the carriage of the queen came to this house to return this umbrella.
负责一个礼物，负责一个谢函，女王对他的谢谢。
With a gift, with a note, the queen says, "Thank you for lending me your umbrella."
哇，那个人简直是羞愧、懊悔的不得了。
And that person regretted and was utterly shamed.
如果我知道是可敬的女王，我一定请她进来，我一定把最好的给她。
If I knew it was the queen, I would invite her in. I would give her my very best.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
主耶稣说, 你们坐在我弟兄中最小的一个, 就是直接坐在我的身上。
The Lord says, what you've done on the least among you, you've done it on you did it for me.
所以我们今天周围有很多有需要的。
And there are many people around us who have needs.
也可能就是自己的家人。
And perhaps those individuals are right under the same roof.
当我们在这里摆上的时候,
when we're willing to offer up ourselves,
当我们带着爱, 我们就在主的身上。
And when we do it in love and do it on the Lord,
甘心的, 而且把最好的做起来。
Willingly, with our very best. And lastly, these are sacrifices that you need to give at the beginning of the day, at the conclusion of the day. So it's not just on the new year. It's not just during the retreat. It's something you do every day.
早上,
in the morning and the evening. And then it says that the fire on the altar cannot be quenched. And we don't have time to read Leviticus. I ask everyone to read it when you get
there. 至少读利未记第六章9到13节。
Chapter 6, verse 9-13. Many times the Lord says the fire on the altar can never go out.
要坛上的火不熄灭。
And for the altar, the fire to never go out,
两件最重要的事,
two things must happen.
第一个,上面的祭牲要常常更新。
Number one, the sacrifices on the altar must be added or renewed all the time.
你要常常更新你的奉献。
Meaning, oftentimes renew the offering you have before God.
所以新的祭牲自由下来, 火就更旺了。
So the fat from the offering continues to drip onto the fire will burn more fiercely.
所以第一个讲到我们这个要常常更新自己的奉献。
It speaks of the fact that us, every single day, we need to renew our offering to the Lord.
因为姊妹圣经上特别讲到我们现在是活祭。
And the Bible particularly says that we are living sacrifices.
这个活祭有什么特别, 大家有没有想过?
You guys thought about the characteristics of a living sacrifice?
所有旧约的祭牲,基本上上了祭坛就都死了。
Every sacrifice that goes on the altar in the Old Testament is pretty much dead.
只有我们是活的祭牲,这是从来没有过的。
Except for us, we are living sacrifices, never existed before.
你要不要我们大家都讲一下,我是很特别的祭牲。
Let everybody say, I am a very special sacrifice.
真的?
Everyone, really.
旧约里面没有过的。
This never existed in the Old Testament.
我们是很特别的,我们是活祭。
We are very special, we are living sacrifices.
这是他第一个特别的地方。
Something that's very special.
他第二个特别的地方。
And the second thing,
是他还是活的,所以很麻烦。
And because it is still alive, it is hard to handle.
这个祭物在祭坛上摆好了,切好筷子,一烧,它乖乖的,它不会乱跑。
Old Testament, you know, the sacrifices are already cut in pieces. You lay them on the altar, they're not going to get up and run around.
但是我们这些活祭带着所谓的自由意志。
And we who are living sacrifices with a free will.
所以我们上去又下来常常的事情。
We get on the altar, we jump down, we get on, we jump down. It happens very often.
我曾经讲过,你有没有想过,就是我们平常用的这些东西?
And I've asked you guys to think about this. Have you ever thought your ordinary things that you use?
因为我们拥有的太少了,神拥有我们,对不对? 但我们这个人拥有的东西太少了。
And perhaps God, we don't own enough stuff, so we don't think about this very much.
假如你现在所拥有的,所有的物质的东西,
And let's say all the physical things that you own right now,
它全部活过来,
And it comes alive.
全部有自由意志。
Every item has its own free will.
年轻人,你们花30秒想一下。 Everything you have your own, 它现在都有 free will.
And everything you possess, everything you own right now has a free will.
Can you survive?
Can you survive?
Josh. Arthur. 不知道。 举个例子,你早上要刷牙,牙刷说你嘴巴太臭了,我不肯进去。I'll
give an example. You pick up a toothbrush, you want to brush your teeth in the morning, the toothbrush is, oh man, that filthy, stinky place, I don't want to get it.
你上班都快迟到了,你一发动引擎,引擎说我今天太累了,老子不想动。And
you get out, start the car says, I am too exhausted today, I don't want to go anywhere, I want to stay home.
你想要喝水的时候,那个人说我不想去你肚子,我想去他的肚子。
And you were about to drink some water, the water goes, I don't want to go in your stomach, I want to go in that person's stomach.
所有东西都有自由意志的话,你怎么活?
Everything's got free will, how do you live?
所以你就晓得神要带领我们这一般人真的是很辛苦。
So for you to imagine God wants to lead this people, it's very difficult.
有一次有一个爸爸听到他五六岁的女儿在房间祷告。
One time a father heard his daughter, she's about 5-6 years old. And she said with a very expressive voice, "Oh Lord Jesus, you're so great. I can't control my one little brother. How do you control so many people in the world?" This is the difficulty of a living sacrifice. Thirdly, the third characteristic of a living sacrifice
is
only we can once again and again renew our offering.
That's all, once for all, 就上去了.
Every offering is offered once and for all.
但是我们下来, 我们还可以再更新奉献.
But if we get off of the altar, we can get back on again.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲, 你千万不要因为退休会又是更新奉献, 你想我去年奉献过了没用, 今年不上去了.
So please don't have this attitude that when we go to retreat, you're like, "Oh, we're going to offer again this year. I already did it last year, not this year. I don't need to go up there anymore."
我跟你讲, 我去参加任何聚会, 只要有奉献的机会, 我一定站起来奉献.
I will tell you, every meeting that I attend, if there's an opportunity, there's an altar call, I will always get up. Because for me to renew my offering is an every single day thing.
But
not to say these special conferences.
好,在这里讲到奉献,第一个,要需要寄生,不断地更新。
And first of all, the offering needs to renew himself every single day.
第二个要不断地添柴加火。
And secondly, the fire needs to keep going, so the wood and the sacrifice must be continually.
在旧约，这个是祭司跟立位人的事情。
And in the Old Testament, these are the responsibility of the Levites and the priests.
在新约，我们所有人都是祭司，我们都有责任添柴加火。
In the New Testament, we are all priests, and we need to make sure the fire never goes out.
为自己的祭坛，为家庭祭坛，为教会的祭坛，为这个世代的祭坛，我们都有责任。
For your personal altar, for your family altar, for the church's altar, for the altar of this generation, we have the responsibility to make sure the fire does not go out.
你们都很有慧心哈，怎么加柴？ 什么是柴火？
What is wood? What is to keep this fire going?
这个德雄女士 facility.
Anthony, you would know this.
怎么加柴添火？
How do we make sure we keep adding? What is this wood that will keep the fire going?
要更多人。<laughs> More
and more people needs to come out and help.
要更多人加入 maintenance group.
More people come and be partakers of the maintenance group.
让他受到激励哈，就同伴的激励很好哈。
Encouragement of companions, excellent.
我帮你美化一下，还有什么？
Anything else?
嘿，你们都不知道天才家伙，圣经读了这么多遍干什么的？
We read not let the fire go out at the wood.
David, too.
Anybody ask any?
OK, 很好哈，这个读的这个 Living Word of God， 你读主的话，常常不管是借着稳定的灵修，或是读一篇信息，或是听一篇好的讲道，都会让我们里面加柴添火。You
read the Word of God to come to read a wonderful passage, to focus on what God is saying, to meditate on the Word of God, that will help the fire going.
别的教会我不知道。
I don't know about other churches.
因为太多各式各样的教会。
There are many different styles.
但是我决定相信，如果你在这个教会里面，你真心用心灵诚实投入我们每一次的敬拜，你里面的火一定会烧起来。
And I know that if you sincerely come with all of your heart to come and worship the Lord, whenever we come together to worship, that fire will continue to be kindled.
好的敬拜会让我们的火爱火重燃。
A good worship will cause our fire to burn towards God.
我们这个听到别人见证的激励，也会让我们里面火烧起来，对不对？
When we hear the encouragement, the testimony of others will cause us to revive and put the fire to burn.
我的例子已经够多了，这个是大家礼拜五小组讨论的。
I gave enough examples, something that we could talk about this coming Friday.
我希望我们大家一起来帮忙，来找出天才家伙的路，然后我们大家一起来。
Everybody, if you're all small group, find the way to get the fire going, and we'll do it all together.
让自己的火烧，让家庭祭坛的火烧，让教会的祭坛，甚至这个世代的祭坛的火，能够不住的燃烧。
The fire will burn not only for our own personal altars, but this our family and our church as a whole for this generation.
好了，那新约的这句话背诵经文，我们一起来读，读完我就要结束了。
Let's read the memorization verse together, and then I'm going to bring it to conclusion.
这其实已经是上礼拜的背诵经文了，大家应该可以背了。
The same verse from last week, so we should be able to recite it somewhat.
如果你们可以看我的话，就尽量看我哈。If
you can look at me, look at me.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉。
才是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新和变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。啊，弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到新约。
But sister, we are here now in the New Testament.
没有血，没有坛。
No more blood, no more altar.
但是神在这里天天盼望着祭坛上有活祭献上。
And that God desires that upon the sacrifice, His altar, there's a living sacrifice daily.
当你真爱一个人的时候
，When you really love someone,
你一定希望知道说他最盼望的是什么，什么能叫他快乐。
You will want to know what would cause that person to be happy, what that person wants most.
圣经上这么清楚告诉我们，我们把自己献上当作活祭，是他所喜悦的。
The scripture tells us very clearly that when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, it is the Lord.
是可以 priest 他的。
It will please him.
而且这里讲的奉献是全人的奉献。
And this sacrifice is a complete offering.
不管 give me thy heart, 不管把心给他。
It's not only just to give him your heart.
这是灵魂体的奉献。
But spirit, soul, and body.
奉献到一个地步，我的身体都愿意献上。
To the point where I'm willing to offer up my body to the Lord.
所以你有心爱主，跟真正能够 physically 能够准时，能够参加禁食祷告，能够早上起来灵修，这都是讲到要用身体的。
So your willingness to come to church on time, to wake up in the morning, have devotions, and even fast, these talks about your body willing to offer to the Lord. And I pray that we are it's a complete offering to God.
而且是时间、金钱、恩赐各方面的奉献。
Time, money, wealth, everything we possess, our talents.
所以我上个礼拜曾经讲过，当我们看到祭坛、想到祭坛的时候。
And I said last week, when we see the altar,
我们要记得两句话是什么
？We need to remember two sayings.
他为我死，我为他活。
He died for me, I will live for him.
我一进圣所，看见一个大祭坛就在我的眼前。
When I walk into the holy place, I see this big altar right in front of me.
他提醒我，耶稣爱我，为我死在十字架上。
It reminds me Jesus loves me, He died on the cross.
为我开了一条路，我可以进到至圣所来亲近神。
He's opened a new and living way that I may come to the holiest of holies to worship God.
同样的，看到祭坛也提醒我，我要爱主一生。
And when I see the altar, it reminds me that I need to love God with the rest of my life.
不仅他为我死，我要为他活。
Not only did he die for me, but I need to live for him.
我们唱刚刚诗班的我是今天唱的309首，我们只唱第一节，我们最后一节。
309。
309首。
The last verse, verse 4.
第一节跟第四节。
Verse 1 and verse 4.
你们上来帮我们一起唱。
我们站起来好不好？就把自己当作来到。神的祭坛到我们最喜乐的神那里。
Even as if you're coming to the altar of God, we're gathering to the light of Christ.
第一节跟第四节
，verse 1 and verse 4。
Thank you.
都低头。
Like to ask everyone to bow your head.
当众人在这里庆祝新年的时候
，And when everyone celebrating this new year,
我们却愿意利用这个新的开始时间的转换。
And we want to take this opportunity at the beginning of time.
希望我们每一个人再一次更新对主的奉献。
And we once again we renew our offering to the Lord.
不仅早晨我们在主的宝座前奉献这一天。
And not only before His throne that we will offer Him this day.
我们也都希望晚上我们在他施恩的宝座前，我们把这一天的成果来献给他。
And at the conclusion of this day, that we may give Him the fruit of this day.
让我们每一天都是活在你的爱中。
And every single day, we're living in Your love, Lord.
想到你为我死，我愿意为你而活。
And never forget that You have died for us, that we are to live for You.
想到我们一生蒙爱，我们愿意爱主一生。
And to know and to ponder the fact that we've been loved by You and will be loved by You for the rest of our life.
哦，主耶稣啊，祭坛上没有祭牲，难怪我们里面没有火。
Oh Lord, because there is no sacrifice on the altar, so there is no fire in us.
难怪我们常常觉得里面冷淡无力。
And oftentimes we feel cold and without strength.
主啊，今天我们把自己放在祭坛上。
Today we put ourselves on this altar.
我们不仅仅求你降下天火来悦纳他。
We simply we ask not only that you would send the fire from above to receive it.
哦，主啊，也让我们用各样的智慧，不让堂上的火熄灭。
Oh Lord, give us all wisdom that we will not let the fire go out.
让我们能够跟你有稳定的灵修关系。
That we may have a steady spiritual walk with you.
让我们不停止聚会。
That we will not stop gathering together with the saints.
让我们珍惜属灵的同伴。
That we will treasure one another.
让我们常常在你的家中带着渴慕来听你的话。
And often with a long, with a yearning heart, we come to seek your words in your house.
我们带着真诚敬虔的心来敬拜你。
And with a sincere and a true heart, we worship you.
主啊，你配得我们献上最好的。
Lord, you are worthy of our very best.
你配得我们专一独一的爱情。
You are worthy of our love, a singular love towards you.
祝福你的儿女们。
Bless your children, Lord.
让我们个人的祭坛被恢复。
That our personal altars may be restored.
让我们家庭的祭坛真被建立。
Our family altars may truly be established.
让教会的每一件事情都让你做主掌权。
That everything in your house that you will really be the Lord.
祝福我们。
Bless us, Lord.
让主居首位不是口号。
That you being the first place is not a slogan.
也不仅仅是心愿。
It is not just a desire.
成为我们的见证，成为我们的实际。
It becomes our testimony, becomes a reality in us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
请坐。Please be seated.